right, here we go. It is Fact or Bullcrap. And, Mr. Conley, what is the score as of now?
Tom leads 13-10 with three ties.
Okay, 13-10. You're still in it. You're still in the hunt.
This is much closer than a year ago when Tom was kicking my butt week after week.
The first part of Fact or Bullcrap, the first five questions, will be all about Jack Black, who recently turned 44 years old.
I haven't seen a lot of his movies.
He's fairly entertaining.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with how well or how poorly you'll do.
Well, that's true.
What's the second part about?
Well, the second half of the game will be about Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, jeez. All right.
All right, it's at the entertainment version of Who Cares Today. All right, fact or bullcrap. In 1993, Jack Black co-starred in a skateboarding movie called Airborne. Fact or bullcrap?
That seems like the kind of movie where someone might get their start. I could imagine that. I bet that's fact.
No, I don't think so. I'm going to say that that's bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. He was in it, but the characters were on rollerblades, not skateboards.
Oh, so it's a technical win for me in the first question. I'll take it. That's so close. That hurts.
Of course you'll take it.
This whole thing sucks already. We're one question in.
Jack Black appeared in the 1996 Jim Carrey movie The Cable Guy, and so did Kyle Gass, the other half of Tenacious D. Fact or bullcrap?
Sounds reasonable. I'll say fact.
Fact.
That is fact. Yes, Jack played Matthew Broderick's best friend. Kyle played a random guy who picks up a book and discovers reading after his cable goes out. Kyle's character didn't even have a name. He was credited as Couch Potato. IMDb lists me as Couch Potato.
Yeah.
Number three, Jack Black won two Golden Globes, one for Best Actor in a Comedy for 2003's School of Rock, and one for Best Actor in a Comedy for 2011's Bernie. Fact or bullcrap?
Bernie didn't win anything.
I've never heard of that movie. Bernie? There's no way he won a Golden Globe for a movie that I've never heard of. I'll say this is bullcrap.
Oh, obviously you know all things. Okay.
Bullcrap.
Well, yeah, you guys are right. It is bullcrap. He's never won a Golden Globe, but he was nominated for those movies. Jack Black, fact or bullcrap, has played Paul McCartney. Not played with, but played Paul McCartney. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe that that's fact.
What movie would that have been? Okay, sure, fact.
It is fact. It was in the 2007 John C. Reilly comedy Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story. Jack made a cameo as McCartney, but wasn't even in the credits. All right, number five.
Dewey Cox sounds like someone in an NC-17 movie.
Dude, have you never seen that flick?
No.
It is a parody of the movie about Johnny Cash. In order to enjoy that movie, you've got to see the parody. You got to see the movie about Johnny Cash.
You got to see Walk the Line with
Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah. You've got to see it, and it's hilarious. Never mind. Number five, the last of the Jack Black questions. Number five, in the John Cusack movie High Fidelity, Jack's character Barry has a band named The Very Barry Experiment. Fact or bullcrap?
You know, that's a movie that I've always wanted to watch.
I have to see that one, too.
Yeah, I've heard it's very good.
High Fidelity, great movie.
This sounds reasonable. I'll say this is fact.
I think this is bullcrap.
It is indeed bullcrap. The name of the band? Come on, Barry Jive and the Uptown Five.
Although, a great band name. Wow.
So we're tied going into the second half?
Four to four.
Right. His character in the movie says they were on the verge of calling themselves Kathleen Turner Overdrive.
Nice.
All right, so we now move into the Lindsay Lohan segment of the program.
Tied 4-4.
All right, here we go. True or false, fact or bullcrap, Amanda Bynes voiced a character on the Nickelodeon show Rugrats. Fact or bullcrap?
No, she was on the Nickelodeon show All That. I don't think she did a voice on the Rugrats. I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
I believe that's bullcrap also.
It is fact. The character was a guitar-playing babysitter named Taffy who appeared in 7 episodes.
Good for her.
Lindsay Lohan first appeared on national television at the age of 6 and played a pile of garbage. Fact or bullcrap?
This is actually fact. I saw this on Letterman. This is true.
I believe this is why she does Letterman so often, because that's where she got her start. Uh-huh. This is fact.
Let's phrase it, she's on his show often. Yes, it was David Letterman's Halloween skit. She played a trick-or-treater covered in trash. Specifically, she was dressed as stuff found on the floor of a New York subway train.
Which begs the question, does she personally know the David Letterman casting couch?
Well, you can obviously say her career has come a long way. Kristen Stewart made her debut in a TV movie called The 13th Year when she was 9. And she's already appeared in more roles than her friend and mentor, Jodie Foster.
So these are
fact or bullcrap?
These are questions about child actresses, not Lindsay Lohan. You tricked us.
Lindsay Lohan was in one of them so far.
I believe this is fact.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to break the tie here because I have no idea, so I'm going to say bullcrap.
It is bullcrap.
Yes.
Kristen has 29 credits to her name. Jodie has 75. Jodie's first acting gig was on the Doris Day Show in 1969 when she was 6. That's 7 years before she played a hooker in Taxi Driver. All right, here we go. Number four of this segment. If you mashed Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen into one person, they would be on Forbes' list of the richest people in the world. Fact or bullcrap?
I think they're on the list now, but I think if you put them together, that's true.
There's a lot of jewelry and perfume there from Mary. I believe this is fact.
Yeah, I'll say fact as well.
Yeah, it's bull crap. The Forbes list includes the world's 1,342 billionaires. The Olsen twins only have an estimated combined net worth of $300 million currently.
Paupers.
All right, here we go. The last one of the segment.
Where I'm up one.
You're up by one?
Mm-hmm. I go first.
All right, here we are.
No, I have to go first,
Yeah,
right?
You have to go first.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, no fighting.
He can go first if he wants.
No.
That would guarantee me a victory.
No. Phil will. No, he can't. That, even that, that. Never mind. Fred Savage from The Wonder Years has directed roughly 1/5 of the Always Sunny in Philadelphia episodes. Fact or bullcrap?
I know he's a director. I don't know if he's a director of this show. This may be one of those trick questions that you throw in there that he's directed some other show. He directed that other comedy.
That show with that guy that did that thing?
That's right. Yeah,
it's on my channel.
Yeah,
the one that his brother was in that they're doing a remake of.
Sure, that thing with that girl, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was one of my favorites.
All right, I'm going to say that, yes, Always Sunny in Philadelphia is a Fred Savage-directed show. I am going to say this is fact.
You know, it stinks that I know this. This is fact.
Yes, it is fact.
Yes!
Between 2007 and 2009, he directed 19 episodes and produced 26. He's also directed 11 episodes of Two Broke Girls, 3 episodes of Modern Family, and 2 episodes of Hannah Montana, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So Tom won another one, did he?
Absolutely.
All right, there it is. That's been Fact or Bullcrap. Thanks for sticking around. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way.
I was having lunch with a friend of mine once, and I told him, hey, there's this one girl that works at this restaurant. She's so cute, but I don't know what to say to her. And he goes, oh, man, all you got to do is go over in there and be honest with her for a minute. Really? That's all I got to do? So I just need to walk over? Excuse me, miss, I just need to be real honest with you for a minute. I eat here all the time. And when I do, I stare at your face. And I imagine us f***ing while I eat my sandwiches. Let me know if you'd like to turn my fantasy into your reality. I'm not sure that would work out too well. People always give me the same dumb advice in situations like that. They'll say things like, oh, just leave her a big tip. How does that work? I just walk over, yes, can I get a muffin, please? Here's $100. I think you know what that means. I'm willing to have sex with you for the price of $98. I was doing that joke one night, and this guy in the audience just yells, just tell her you're on TV! Yeah, there's no way I'll sound like a jerk if I do that, right? Excuse me, miss. I'm on TV. I said, I'm on TV. No, that's not how it works at all. How it works is, I walk into a bar and 5 dudes are like, oh man, it's that brown guy, I saw on that thing. Oh man, bro, I can't believe you're here. You gotta take a photo with me and my puppy. My puppy's back at my house though. We gotta drive there now.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.